Jays baseball. Tonight, it's the first road game of 2024 for the Jays as they take on the Tampa Tarpons. Good evening, everybody, and welcome to an overcast Tampa, Florida. It's Larry Larson in with you. So glad you're making time for Dunedin Blue Jays baseball on your Tuesday night. The DJs come into this one at 2-1 following a series win on Sunday over the Lakeland Flying Tigers. It was a thriller, quite the series for the DJs. A lot of ups, also a lot of downs, but it ended on the ultimate high note. Let's recap it for you briefly. Dunedin fell behind early in a big hole, in fact, as Alek Manoah, the rehabbing major league starter from Toronto, started and struggled. He walked the first four batters of the game, eventually giving up two runs in the first and then five runs in the second inning. He did not make it through two innings of work, and Dunedin fell in an early hole 7-1. The lone run was a home run from Arjun Namala off rehabbing starter Sawyer Gibson Long for Lakeland. So certainly a positive in the early going. Then the bullpen took over for Dunedin, and that's been another big positive. The bullpen did not allow a run in the final 7 1/3 innings of the game, which allowed Dunedin to fight back into the ball game. So they started scratching and clawing their way. They scored two runs in the bottom of the fourth inning, one run in the fifth, one run in the seventh, one run in the eighth, and then in the bottom of the ninth, down by one with a man on first base, Manny Beltre came to the plate and ended the game. Valencia sets up inside. 1-1 on the way. There goes Hernandez, and the pitch is drilled high and deep left field. This game is over. Manny Beltre calls game. It's a two-run walk-off bomb. And later on in the pregame show, we'll hear a little bit more from our walk-off hero on Sunday, Manny Beltre, as he's today's pregame guest. So that was the final score, 8-7, by virtue of the two-run game-winning shot for Manny Beltre out to left field. And Dunedin took the series 2-1. Let's dive into the pitching matchup for tonight's series opener with the Tarpons. It's the lefty, Connor O'Halloran, going for Dunedin. He'll be opposed by the right-hander, Gabriel Barbosa, for Tampa. First with Connor, making his first start of 2024. He's a left-hander at 6'2", 190 pounds, 21 years old, drafted by the Blue Jays in the fifth round out of Michigan in last year's draft. O'Halloran made a very brief pro debut last season, made six appearances, mostly out of the bullpen with the exception of one appearance, through 10 innings, allowed seven earned runs while striking out nine and walking eight, but that's not really indicative of the type of pitcher he is. He's a guy that throws a lot of strikes, and that's evidenced in his numbers from 2023 at Michigan when he won the Big Ten Pitcher of the Year award, so he'll try and channel that here today in his first start in 2024. As we mentioned, he'll be opposed by Gabriel Barbosa, making his first start in the Yankees organization. Barbosa at 6 foot, 183 pounds, 22 years old, selected by the Yankees in the Rule 5 draft over the offseason from the Rockies organization. Last season with Single-A Fresno, he posted a 5.44 ERA in 94 innings in a really, really hitter-friendly league out in the California League, so he got a little bit unlucky. So that's the pitching matchup. Gabriel Barbosa for Tampa, Connor O'Halloran for Dunedin. Without further ado, here's today's pregame guest. It's Manny Beltre. A lot of interesting discussion in this chat. Here he is. We're now joined on the pregame show by Sunday's walk-off hero. It's Manny Beltre, and let's start there, Manny. First, congratulations. What an awesome moment. Awesome bat flip, too. Take me through that AB and specifically that 1-1 pitch that you jumped all over.
First of all, thank you so much for having me here. But, yeah, first of all glory to God. He was the one who put me in that spot, in that situation, and let me do what I know to do. But it was just like the scouting report was he throws a lot of fastball, 97, 99. So as soon as I saw that he missed the cutter and then he threw me a high fastball, I'm like, he's coming with a fastball again. So I'm swinging as hard as I can in case he throw the ball, but I'm going to swing. That's what I did. That happened, and the walk-off happened. And in that moment, the only thing I was thinking was like, I need a good bat flip because this is a nice home run. So I just threw the bat to the air, and that happened too.
it was a thing of beauty. And I know, I think earlier in the weekend, we were talking about how you were so excited to kind of show what all you worked on over the off season. Kind of take me through what all you worked on the most this past winter.
So the first thing that I worked on the off season was my body. I have to get a little stronger for a long season. I was 182 last year, and now I'm 205, 204. And that was one of the main things. And the second thing was my swing. Try to correct myself in my swing so I can hit the ball a lot better to everywhere. And I guess it's working because you saw what happened last game.
I'll say. And then, you know, you got rewarded with a spring breakout roster spot, an appearance in that game here, over here in Tampa. What was that experience like?
It was amazing, though. Playing against the best prospect from the other teams and my team, it was just a privilege to be in that spot. I learned a bunch of stuff with the guys, and I have a lot of fun with that guys.
You know, you mentioned last year and being prepared for the long season. You know, I know you were kind of injured on and off, played around 90 games. What did you learn the most from that experience, being that it was your really first full season and full season ball?
It was more about being consistent. I learned that, like, after the season. I couldn't understand during the season. My coach was telling me that. I saw my friends, too. You know, the frustration was just, like, going there, not doing good that day, and just not doing good for a couple of days. I couldn't understand that moment. But after the season, I just talked with a couple of big league players, and they were like, the consistency is the main thing about to be a good player in the long season. You're playing 162 games, 132 here, and you're not going to do great in 132. But if you're being consistent with your team, with everything in the weight room, cage, vitamins, the infield, one day they're going to show up and you're going to see the result for everything.
Who are some of those big league guys that you worked out with and kind of look up to?
So last year I practiced hitting-wise. I was with Julio Rodriguez, Anthony Volpe, Carlos Santana, Jorge Polanco, Adolis Garcia, Aros Arena was there too. There was a lot of players though. And I always ask him, like, hey, how do you do this? How do you play with the cold? How do you deal with a long season? And they're just like, you have to work hard. You have to be consistent with your work. Your work ethic is going to take you through the long season. It's going to maintain your health through the whole year. And it's going to make you do what you know to do.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it seems like their advice has paid off, at least early in this season. Still a long way to go. Now, growing up in the DR, who'd you kind of follow and idolize the most?
When I was young, I used to love Robinson Cano because he was so smooth with the swing, so smooth as a second baseman. And he used to play with the Yankees, you know. When you were young, it's just like the Yankees in Boston is just like a big thing. And now that I grew up, I practice a couple times with him. It's Francisco Lindor. I love who he's always smiling no matter what happened in his life. Even if he's struggling in the field, he's just smiling, having fun, and trying to be like a good captain, a good player on and off the field.
Now, speaking of on and off the field, you know, being that this is your second season here in Dunedin, you're going to be a leader for this group, even though, you know, you're still just 19 years old. What do you tell a guy like Arjun Damala, who's coming into his first full season as a pro?
One of the main things that I tell him is a long season, so don't worry about the bad moments. I still haven't had, like, those bad moments that you think, like, oh, my God, what's happening to me? But, like, whenever you hit 1-for-4, and you got 3 strikeouts, but you got a really good hit, like, don't think about the bad things. Focus on the good things and the hit that you got and the great hit and the great defense that you play, and just flush the rest. Keep with the positive mindset for the next game. Everything's going to get better and better and better.
You know, kind of last question, finishing broadly here. What would you say your biggest goal for the rest of the season is?
So I think it's going to be keep my defense as clean as it is and just continue to hit the ball hard. Like, doesn't matter if it's out, doesn't matter if it's a hit, a home run, just try to be consistent, hit the ball hard. I'm doing that. I did that in the last couple games, so I'm just going to try to continue doing that in the rest of the season.
Manny, congrats again on Sunday, and best of luck today and the rest of the year. Appreciate your time.
Thank you so much for having me here.
That was Sunday's hero and MLB Pipeline's number 27 Blue Jays prospect, Manny, or Manuel, to be proper, Beltre. Appreciate Manny's time. Always fun to catch up with him, talk ball, talk life, whatever. Certainly a guy who's made a nice first impression, at least on this broadcaster, early in this year. Let's get to the starting lineups for tonight's series opener, game number one of six between Dunedin and Tampa here this week at George M. Steinbrenner Field. Starting with the visitors from across the way, the Blue Jays line it up like this. Arjun Namala will lead it off. He's the shortstop. Cade Doty, on rehab assignment from AA New Hampshire, will bat second and play third base for approximately seven innings tonight. Victor Arias will bat third and play left. Joangel Aponte is the center fielder and the cleanup man. Manny Beltre, as we mentioned, is batting fifth and playing second base. Edward Duran will do the catching and hit sixth. Christian Feliz is over at first base, batting seventh. Ricardo Ballo will DH and hit eighth. And Alexis Hernandez rounds it out, batting ninth and playing the ninth spot in the field out in right. Those are the Blue Jays. These are the Tampa Tarpons, the single-A affiliate of the New York Yankees. George Lombard Jr. leads it off. He'll play shortstop, the Yanks' number seven prospect, according to the pipeline. Roderick Arias will play second base and bat second. He's the Yankees' number three prospect. Emmanuel Tejada is the DH, batting third. Kobe Morales is out in left field and the cleanup man. Dylan Jasso is the first baseman, batting fifth. Jackson Castillo is out in center, hitting sixth. Willie Montero will man right field and bat seventh. Edison Duran, no relation to Edward Duran of Dunedin, will do the catching and bat eighth. And Brenny Escanio will bat last and play third base. We've got first pitch between Dunedin and Tampa coming up next. It's Florida State League Baseball on your Tuesday night here on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Want to wear the same hats your favorite DJs wear? Check out our brand new light blue alternate cap for the 2024 season. The hat is available in four styles: fitted, flex fit, adjustable, and youth adjustable. There are options for the whole family. Get your new alternate cap in store at TD Ballpark or online at DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. DJs fans, take advantage of one of our many ticket packages for the 2024 season. Options include the four-game flex pack. Purchase four or more games and receive a discounted ticket rate. The Bands and Brews flex pack includes a ticket and drink voucher for between 5 and 12 Friday home games, as well as a Dunedin Blue Jays pint glass, starting at less than $32. For all the parents out there, check out the Junior Jays pack, which includes a ticket and ballpark meal for every Saturday home game, starting at $30. Just want to catch one game? Single game tickets start at just $8 online. For more information on tickets, visit DunedinBlueJays.com.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games.
We are moments away from baseball at George M. Steinbrenner Field in Tampa. Game one of a six-game set between Dunedin and the Tampa Tarpons. Say that five times fast. The Yankees single-A affiliate. Gabriel Barbosa climbs on. He winds and fires his first pitch to Arjun Namala, the Blue Jays' number three prospect. He takes inside for ball one, and it's 1-0. We're underway a minute early, 6:29 Eastern time. Glad you made it in time on your Tuesday night. The 1-0 pitch. Namala chops it foul, third base side. One ball, one strike. Blue Jays suiting up in their traveling grays for the first time this year. Split numbers on the back in white and blue. Blue Jays across the chest in blue and white. The 1-1 has popped up high in the air, out of play down the third base line, twisting well out of play. Clanks off the awning. that covers the last few rows of seats here at GMS Field, as some call it for short. One ball and two strikes on Namala. He went 1-for-5 on Sunday with a homer. The pitch is popped up. This time it's playable down the third base line and foul ground. George Lombard, the shortstop, calls off third baseman Escanio, and he makes the catch. So Namala fouls out in his first appearance in the leadoff spot this season. It's out number one in the top of the first. Base is empty for Cade Doty.
Number three, Cade Doty.
Doty on a rehab assignment from AA New Hampshire. Was a full season Dunedin Blue Jay back in 2022. Righty on righty. First pitch is fouled straight back. And it's 0-1. Doty, the former LSU Tiger, drafted by the Jays in the second round in 2022. Barbosa straddles the rubber, kicks and deals. Doty slaps it fair down the first base line towards the corner and right. Doty with an aggressive turnaround first, heading to second. The throw there is late. It's a hustle double for Cade Doty with one out in the top of the first. And just like that, Dunedin has a man in scoring position for Victor Arias. Quite the piece of hitting there from Cade Doty. Saw a sinker on the outside edge at 92. Slapped it the opposite way. 95 off the bat. Talk about taking a pitch where it's hit. So Dunedin has an opportunity to strike first, something that they couldn't do in the first three games of the year, as Arias climbs in. Left-handed batter, right-handed thrower, and the first pitch from Barbosa is slapped through the left side into left field for a base hit. It's not going to be enough to score Doty. He slams on the brakes at third. Arias stops at first with a single. That's back-to-back knocks for the Jays in the top of the first. Men on the corners now for Joan Helaponte. Tarpons suiting up in their home whites. Tarpons in some navy blue and a touch of seafoam green across the chest. Navy blue caps. I think Yankee blue. Arias with a pretty aggressive leadoff first as Aponte climbs in. First pitch to him. A breaking ball taken for a called strike. It's a curve, according to StatCast, at 81. Makes it 0-1. We've got no score, just getting started. Top of the first. Middle infield at double play depth with one out. Men on the corners. Barbosa kicks and deals. And Aponte pops it up. Medium depth into center. Castillo gets under it, makes the catch. Doty tags from third. The throw to the plate is cut off. It's a sacrifice fly for Joan Helaponte, and Dunedin strikes first for the first time this season. They lead 1-0 on the road. Arias stays put at first base. And there's two down for Manny Beltre. Blue Jays number 27 prospect per MLB pipeline. Belted a two-run walk-off homer to end Sunday's game with a series victory for Dunedin. Right-hander on right-hander. Barbosa from the stretch. He steps and throws over to first. It's late. Arias back in with a dive. He is a threat to steal bases. Just like a lot of his teammates on this Dunedin roster. A lot of guys with good speed. Barbosa sets the letters, takes a breath. Duran sets up low. There goes the runner. Pitch is called strike. Throw down is not in time. Arias slid around the tag. It was a pretty good throw from Edison Duran behind home plate. But Arias swipes second. Now another man in scoring position. This time for Beltre. Barbosa reads the sign, comes set, middle of the rubber. He deals the 0-1. Beltre waves and misses on a slider. He was well out in front, and that's 0-2. Barbosa throws a sinker, slider, changeup mix. He is very much a ground ball pitcher, according to the scouting report. Pitch to a 5.44 ERA. last season with single-A Fresno in the Rockies system before the Yankees claimed him in the minor league portion of the Rule 5 draft. He's out in front 0-2 on Beltre. The pause in the pitch. And Manny swings and misses. Another breaking ball. That was the slider that time. And the inning is over. But not before Dunedin gets on the board first. Cade Doty doubles with one out. Arias singles to move him to third. And Aponte scores him on a sac fly to center. And we're through a half. It's Dunedin 1. And the Tarpons coming up on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Hey, DJs fans, next time you're at TD Ballpark, be sure to stop by the Jays Shop to stock up on Toronto and Dunedin Blue Jays hats, shirts, and novelty items. The store is open during all home games. Non-game day shopping is available by appointment. And don't forget, you can shop online anywhere in the world at any time by visiting dunedinbluejays.milbstore.com. We'll see you at the shop soon. Looking for a fun group activity for your business, sports team, church group, or extended family? Look no further than a Dunedin Blue Jays game. We have spaces for any group from 15 people up to 200. Food and drink packages start at just $17 per person. Packages include a free video board shout-out and a personal attendant for your group space. For more information, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. We'll see you at TD Ballpark soon. Come out. Connor O'Halloran is set for his first start of 2024, and he's already got a little bit of run support as Dunedin leads 1-0 over Tampa going to the bottom of the first inning. And before O'Halloran gets started, home plate umpire Pedro Torres says, "Hey, Connor, you got to take your bracelets off." Connor seems a little frustrated by that, and as a result, he's charged for a pitch clock violation. So he's behind 1-0 before he even throws a pitch, as George Lombard Jr. steps into the right side. He takes the first pitch, misses in on a sinker, and it's 2 balls and no strikes. Lombard Jr. went 0-for-3 in Sunday's Tampa loss on the road at Fort Myers, 2-0. Called strike on the outside black. O'Halloran went back to the sinker there. Fastball at 90. 2 balls, 1 strike. The lefty quickly back to work. The pitch. Lombard takes down in the dirt. That's 3-1. Hitters count. O'Halloran, drafted by Toronto out of Michigan in the 5th round of last year's draft, throws a fastball, curveball, slider, changeup combo. He's got the sign from Duran. Twists and deals. Lombard takes inside. And that's ball 4. Lombard didn't realize it because of that pitch clock violation. He stood in the box for a minute, ready for the next pitch. Pedro Torres, the home plate umpire, said, you go on down to first. And now Roderick Arias climbs in. Arias, third tries a charm. Arias went 0-for-4. Goodness, I can't get that right. First pitch misses inside, and it's 1-0. So for Dunedin, it's Victor Arias. And here for Tampa, it's Roderick Arias, the Yankees' number 3 prospect. Went 0-for-4 on Sunday with 3 strikeouts, the 1-0. He swings and misses through a high slider. 1-1. Dunedin leading 1-0. Bottom of the first inning. First road game of 2024. O'Halloran at 6'2", 190, steps and throws over to first. A little bit wild, but Christian Feliz reaches and snags it to prevent Lombard from going to second base. He's got pretty good speed over there. Not considered a plus runner in scouting language. He's got a very short lead. He takes off for second. The pitch is popped up out of play on the first base side. And and Lombard has to take off back to first. Looks like a youngster made the catch up in the concourse. Gets a nice ovation. Decent opening night crowd on hand here at George M. Steinbrenner Field. The 1-2 to Arias. Called. Strike three. Slider locked him up. He thought about going around. He did not. Either way, it's strike three for the first strikeout of 2024 for Connor O'Halloran.
Number five.
Brings up Emmanuel Tejada. Tejada, the DH tonight for the Tarpons. Tampa tries to make up an early 1-0 deficit to Dunedin. Tejada, right-handed batter, waits on the first pitch and takes a called strike on the inside edge. Heater at 89. That's 0-1. Tejada, Baseball America's number 28 Yankees prospect, wearing long navy blue socks. There goes the runner from first, and the pitch is swung on and foul tipped. So Lombard has to trot on back to first base again. He's getting his steps in, but hasn't gone anywhere. It's 0-2. It's a warm night here by the bay. 82 degrees, but no sunshine to be found. The lights are flipped on. The 0-2 pitch fouled straight back into the screen. O'Halloran went to the fastball there at 92. Now, Connor doesn't have overpowering stuff, but he throws a lot of strikes, and that's really what's made him effective. Changing speeds as he steps off and throws over to first to check on Lombard again. He's back in standing, and that's what pitching coach Corey Reardon said is the key for O'Halloran today. Throw all kinds of pitches and all different locations in the zone. The 0-2. This is high and outside. One ball, two strikes. Tejada went 1-for-4 in Tampa's loss at Fort Myers on Sunday with an RBI. Tampa comes in 1-2. The 1-2. Chopper on the ground down to third, and it's picked up by Doty as it hops off the bag. Long throw to first is low, and it gets away from Feliz and bounces into the dugout. So as a result, Lombard moves from second to third, and Tejada is all the way up to second, and all of a sudden a base hit could give Tampa an early lead.
Number 25.
Going to be a throwing error on Doty. A single and a throwing error, to be exact. Fair enough. Runners on second and third for Kobe Morales. First pitch, he takes down and away on a hook. It's 1-0. Morales, a left-handed batter, went 0-for-4 in Sunday's series finale at Fort Myers. Dunedin 1, Tampa nothing. One out, bottom one. The 1-0. Morales backs out of the box on a breaking ball and takes it for a called strike on the back door. Slider fooled him. One ball, one strike. O'Halloran, long red hair flowing out of the back of his blue Dunedin Blue Jays cap, sets above the belt and comes home. Another breaking ball, another called strike. He went back to the slider, and why not? Morales looked a little caught off guard again. It's 1-2. This is a spot where you really want to keep the ball out of play if you're O'Halloran. Operating from the third base side of the rubber. Gazes in for the sign from Duran. He's got it and throws. The pitch is grounded back up the box to the shortstop, Namala. He fields and throws to first in time for out number two. But Lombard scores from third base. And we're tied up at one apiece in the bottom of the first. 6-3 put out there with an RBI from Morales. And here's Dylan Hasso. Hasso, spelled J-A-S-S-O. The J is silent. First pitch to the right. He misses down near the dirt. And it's 1-0. On that ground ball to short, Tejada moved from second to third. So the go-ahead run is 90 feet away here in the first for Tampa. The 1-0. Slow off-speed pitch taken for a called strike at the knees. It's 1-1. 0-1. O'Halloran, the son of a big leaguer. 1-1. And his lined foul, first base side. Falls into some empty seats. And there go the youngsters. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 of them running after that foul ball. Plenty of room to run tonight here at George M. Steinbrenner Field. O'Halloran with a fresh baseball, and the 1-2 pitch is lined through the middle, down for a base hit in left center. Arias charges in to pick it up. It keeps Hasso to a single, but it's an RBI single as Tejada scores from third. And Dunedin now trails. It's 2-1 Tampa in the first. So the struggles for Dunedin's starting pitching staff continue now. As the first pitch to Castillo, the lefty misses down, ball one. The 1-0 is lined to second base. Beltre moves back, knocks it down, picks it up, throws to first. It's late. A long bottom of the first inning continues. Looked like that could have been out number three. A little bit of an awkward play for Beltre, who moved back on that ball into shallow right. And now time is called, and Corey Reardon is going to come out for a visit. We'll see how that's scored. They call it an error on Beltre. Not entirely surprising. It's the second error of the inning on Dunedin. The ball kind of ate up Beltre. Like we said, a bit of an awkward hop. The entire infield comes together. Now they depart. And Reardon heads back to the dugout. Reardon, a simple guy. Usually a man of few words. Likes to keep things simple with his pitchers, especially in terms of keys to the game. So I'm sure that conversation was pretty simple. Here's Willie Montero. First pitch to the right. He checks swing on a breaking ball, and he did not go. That's 1-0. Montero, the 7 batter in Tarpon's lineup tonight. A guy who's kind of knocking on the door of the Yankees' top 30 prospect list, according to Baseball America. 1-0, pulled foul into Dunedin's dugout. Look out. Didn't hit anybody. 1-1. Hasso on second, Castillo on first. 2 runs in for the Tarpons. They lead 2-1, bottom one. The 1-1 from O'Halloran. Falls in there for a called strike. Off-speed offering up in the zone. Makes it 1-2. Montero was a Florida Complex League All-Star last season for the FCL Yankees. Led the league in hits. Guy who hits for a very high average. The 1-2. Montero takes a breaking ball near the back foot. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Montero went 0-for-3 on Sunday. Series finale down in Fort Myers. Went 2-for-10 in the series with the mighty muscles. 2-2. He waits back on a breaking ball and pops it up on the first base side of the infield. Feliz calls for it and makes the catch. As Mandy Beltre was waiting behind him, kind of dropped to a knee, and Feliz gave him a look like, hey, I got it, don't worry. And the inning is over, but it's another long first inning for Dunedin's pitching staff. 2 runs come in to score, and Tampa takes a 2-1 lead at the top of the second inning on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Come out to TD Ballpark all summer long to check out the DJ's Daily Specials. Tuesdays are TD Tuesdays. Receive a free ticket and a box of popcorn voucher by visiting one of 2 Clearwater TD locations presented by TD Bank. Every Wednesday is $2 Wednesday. Hot dogs, popcorn, peanuts, fries, and 12-ounce draft beers are all $2. Thursdays feature $2 margaritas. Celebrate Fridays with Bud Fridays, where select Budweiser products and neutral seltzers are 50% off. Saturdays are Junior J's Saturdays, as kids run the bases after the game, and hot dogs are $2. Then on Sundays, kids under 12 get in free with a Dunedin downtown merchant receipt, plus pregame catch on the field. There's something for everybody this season with the Dunedin Blue Jays.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
The trend of early runs continues as Dunedin hits the road for the first time this season. They score once in the top of the first and let up two in the bottom half. This is now Tarpons 2 and Blue Jays 1. And before the top of the second inning gets started, both umpires get together on the first base line and now head out to the mound to talk with Gabriel Barbosa, the starter for the Tarpons. They ask him to roll up his sleeves. That's interesting. It almost looked as if they were looking for so-called sticky stuff like pine tar, spider tack, what have you, but they never reached out and touched either of his arms. I think maybe it's because his sleeves might blend in with the batter's eye in center. I don't know. Either way, here's Edward Duran to lead off the inning, and the first pitch to the righty is a called strike. Fastball at 89 on the outside corner. That's 0-1. 6-7-8 here for the DJs after they got an RBI from Aponte in the first on a sack fly to take an early lead that didn't last long. 1-0 pitch misses outside. 1-1. Duran in an open stance, waits on the pitch. Takes a breaking ball that time. It's called strike in the lower half of the zone. On the slider from Barbosa. He stretches out his arms, turns and tosses the 1-2, and Duran takes an awkward swing and a miss on a sinker low. That pitch sure sunk. And it's the second strikeout for Barbosa and out number one at the top of the second inning. Dunedin trailing Tampa 2-1. Here's Christian Feliz, big left-handed batter. Waits on the first pitch from the righty Barbosa. And he takes a breaking ball that falls in there, called strike. And it's 0-1. Barbosa rocks back and forth on the rubber, now deals. And Feliz jumps out of the way of a pitch that missed low and in. Change up there, one of the first ones we've seen from Barbosa. 1-1. His 1-1 pitch. Feliz takes high and outside. 2-1. Feliz went 1-for-2 in Sunday's win for Dunedin with a walk and a double. Productive day for the big fella. In an open stance, he bounces the bat up and down on his shoulder. The 2-1 pitch is popped up behind home plate back our way, and it'll find the seats. Nearly bounces up to the height of the booth. Takes a bounce on the cement of the concourse and then kicks into some empty seats. Count is even, 2-2. Barbosa gathers the sign and comes home. Feliz chases a changeup outside. That's strike three. Three straight strikeouts for Barbosa. One to end the first and now two to start the top of the second inning. And the bases are empty for Ricardo Ballo. Barbosa making his Yankees organizational debut tonight. So far, so good. Ballo, a switch hitter, batting from the left side against the righty Barbosa. Waits on the first offer. And takes up and away on a sinker. That one didn't sink. And it's 1-0. Ballo, the DH tonight. Went 0-for-3 in his only appearance over the weekend. 1-0. Paints the outside corner on a sinker. 1-1. That was on Saturday for Ballo, playing his first season in the Blue Jays system. Waves the bat back and forth over his shoulder, waits on the 1-1, and lines it back up the box through the middle into center for a base hit. Ballo is aboard with a two-out single, a screamer at 102. Brings up Alexis Hernandez. Dunedin trailing 2-1, top of the second. And talking to Ballo around the cage on Sunday, he said, on Saturday, I wanted my first hit as a Blue Jay so bad. Well, congrats to Ricardo. He's got it now. Right-hander on right-hander, and the first pitch to Hernandez. He takes all the way and takes a hair downstairs. On a curve, 1-0. Wind blowing towards the left field line tonight. On a warm night in Tampa. A breath in the 1-0. Hernandez takes way outside, not close. Two balls, no strikes. Hernandez also playing his first season in the Blue Jays org. Claimed in the Rule 5 draft. Minor league portion. Went 1-for-8 over the weekend. 2-0. He takes low again. Sinker downstairs makes it 3-0 with the top of the order and Arjun Namala waiting on deck. Blue Jays trying to punch back as they trail 2-1, top of the second. Duran sets up inside as the 3-0 pitch is on the way. And Hernandez takes all the way. He takes ball four as the pitch misses in. Back-to-back two-out base runners for Dunedin. And that brings up Namala with runners on first and second.
Now batting the shortstop, number 18, Arjun Namala.
Argent popped out to the shortstop George Lombard his first time last inning in foul ground to open the ball game. Namala in a slightly open stance, rests the bat on his shoulder before bringing it high above his shoulder. Righty on righty, first pitch. Hopper to shortstop. Lombard waits for it, underhand flips to second in time, and that ends the inning. Dunedin threatens with two outs with a single from Ballo and a walk from Hernandez. Nothing comes of it, and the score holds. Tarpons 2, Blue Jays 1 as we go to the home half of the second on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Hey, DJs fans. Next time you're at TD Ballpark, be sure to stop by the Jays Shop to stock up on Toronto and Dunedin Blue Jays hats, shirts, and novelty items. The store is open during all home games. Non-game day shopping is available by appointment. And don't forget, you can shop online anywhere in the world at any time by visiting DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. We'll see you at the shop soon. Looking for a fun group activity for your business, sports team, church group, or extended family? Look no further than a Dunedin Blue Jays game. We have spaces for any group from 15 people up to 200. Food and drink packages start at just $17 per person. Packages include a free video board shout-out and a personal attendant for your group space. For more information, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. We'll see you at TD Ballpark soon. Want to wear the same hats your favorite DJs wear? Check out our brand new light blue alternate cap for the 2024 season. The hat is available in four styles: fitted, flex fit, adjustable, and youth adjustable. There are options for the whole family. Get your new alternate cap in store at TD Ballpark or online at DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. Tampa 2, Blue Jays 1 as we go to the home half of the second inning. It took Connor O'Halloran, Dunedin's starter, 28 pitches to get through the first. He's back out there for the second. He'll face 8-9-1, starting with Edison Duran, the backstop for the Tarpons. First pitch to the righty. Called strike on the inside black, and it's 0-1 as a helicopter flies low overhead. Takes a baking turn over the third base line as the 0-1 is cut on and missed on a slider. In the inside half, it tied him up. It's 0-2. Duran did not play in Sunday's series finale in Fort Myers for Tampa. 0-2 from O'Halloran is popped up into center. Aponte comes in. Beltre, the second baseman, out. He's called off, and it's Aponte who makes the two-handed grab for out number one. Brings up Brenny Ascanio.
Number one, Brenny Ascanio. Number one.
Ascanio also coming off back-to-back days off. Did not play Sunday, and of course, Monday is a minor league-wide day off. First pitch to the right-hander. Breaking ball taken for a called strike. And it's 0-1. The 0-1 is popped up high in the air into left. It sends Arias towards the line. He's got a beat on it, and he makes the catch. Back-to-back flyouts to open the bottom of the second inning, and that brings up the top of the order in George Lombard Jr. Lombard walked and then came in to score last inning, helping Tampa to a 2-1 lead. First pitch to him, misses low, and it's 1-0. Lombard has struggled to really pick up hits, but he's walked a fair amount in the early going. 1-0, misses outside. Sinker tailed too far. It's 2-0. Lombard in a narrow stance from the right side. 2-0 pitch. Slider drops in there, called strike. It's 2-1. Lombard opened the season 1-for-11 over the weekend in Fort Myers, but did pick up four walks. 2-1. Lombard takes a big leg kick and takes outside. On the breaking ball, the slider from O'Halloran, and it's 3-1. Got to be careful here against a guy like Lombard. Plenty of power. The 3-1 offer is a called strike. 3-2. A little bit of a delayed strike call from home plate umpire Pedro Torres as Lombard takes time. But Tuesday through Thursday, here in the Florida State League, it's an automatic balls and strikes system. So the computer calls balls and strikes. The payoff. Lombard jumps out of the way of a heater that misses in. And he draws his second walk of the ball game. This one comes with two outs here in the bottom of the second, and the inning is extended for Roderick Arias. Arias struck out looking last inning. O'Halloran's only strikeout so far. Middle infield playing to pull, and the first offer is taken for a called strike. 79 on the slider. It's 0-1. So talking about ABS, it's a split system. 0-1. Arias takes an aggressive wave and a miss over a slider, and he's behind 0-2. Over the weekends, it's the challenge system. So the umpires call balls and strikes themselves, but pitchers and hitters can challenge calls, and they can be reversed like we saw over the weekend. 0-2, another hefty swing and a miss from Arias. And Connor O'Halloran sets down the Yankees' number three prospect on strikes for the second time tonight. He strands George Lombard Jr. on first base after a two-out walk. We're on to the third. It's still Tampa 2, Blue Jays 1 on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Looking to support the Dunedin Blue Jays while at the gym, out for a run, or spending time outside? We've got the merchandise collection for you with the Under Armour Performance Gear Collection in the Jays shop. Check out our selection of performance men's and women's t-shirts next time you're in the Jays shop at TD Ballpark, or shop online anytime you want at DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Looking for a fun group activity for your business, sports team, church group, or extended family? Look no further than a Dunedin Blue Jays game. We have spaces for any group from 15 people up to 200. food and drink packages start at just $17 per person. Packages include a free video board shout-out and a personal attendant for your group space. For more information, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. We'll see you at TD Ballpark soon.
Watch!
2-3-4 coming up for Dunedin as they've got a little bit of early work to do, trailing Tampa 2-1 as we go to the top of the third. It's Doty, Arias, and Aponte up against Gabriel Barbosa, the right-hander for the Tarpons. He rocks and deals his first pitch to Doty, and he takes a called strike. And on the hands, on the inside black, and it's 0-1. Doty doubled back in the first and came in to score on Aponte's sec fly. Accounts for the Blue Jays' only run so far. 0-1. Doty with a leg kick, and he takes a slider downstairs. 1-1. So far, so good for Doty, rehabbing an injured right shoulder that he suffered over the offseason. 1-1 is chopped on the ground down to third base. Sliding stop from Ascanio. Gets up, throws to first. It's high and offline. And Doty gets under the tag from Hasso, the first baseman. A valiant effort from Ascanio at third. Smothered that ball on a knee. Fired a rocket across the diamond, but it was a little, just a little offline. And we'll see how it scored.
How about the left fielder, number 47, Victor Arias.
Either way, here's Victor Arias. Left-handed batter, singled his first time. First pitch from Barbosa. He squares to bunt, and it's a high hopping bunt foul behind home plate. Duran takes a minute to let it roll, and then he picks it up, officially signifying a foul ball. Last play involving Doty ruled a single, so he's officially halfway to the cycle. Two easiest parts, if you ask most people, a double and a single. He's got a short lead over at first, being held on by Hasso. And the 0-1 pitch to Arias instead of throw over to first. It's late, Doty back in standing. Barbosa holds the baseball behind his back, working from the center of the rubber. Sets and chucks it home. Arias takes a big hack, comes up empty. Curveball from Barbosa, and it's 0-2. Arias calls time, wants to gather his thoughts. During BP today, Arias was taking pitches off the machine. Hit one ball, was his final pitch of his round. And then he said, hey, one more. So he got fed one more ball, and then he hit it out to right field. He's probably thinking the same thing right here. Barbosa throws over to first base again. It's late. Doty back in standing. That's Barbosa's two pickoff throws that he gets this plate appearance against Arias. Tampa leading 2-1, top three. Barbosa sets the letters, brings it down to the belt, deals. Arias chops it to the left side of the infield. Lombard, the shortstop, fields, flips to second for one, and that's all they'll get. So Doty is cut down as the lead runner on the 6-4 putout. He's out number one. Arias safe on the fielder's choice, and here's Joan Helaponte. Yes, those are barks you're hearing. It is bark in the park night in Tampa. Lots of dogs in attendance. Right-hander on right-hander in the first pitch to Aponte. He jumps out of the way of a curveball that missed inside. It's 1-0. Sounds like a few different dogs having some kind of a conversation. Hey, how about this early scoring? 2-1 Tampa, top of the third. Barbosa throws over to first again. It's late. Arias back in with a head first slide. He's a little bit more of a stolen base threat than Doty is. In fact, Arias stole a base back in the first. Barbosa a breath and the pitch. Aponte takes off speed for a called strike. It's 1-1. Light starting to take a little bit more of an effect. Shining down on the well-manicured surface at George M. Steinbrenner Field. 1-1. High bounding ball down to third. Ascanio gloves it. Second for one. The turn from Arias in time at first base. It's a 5-4-3 around the horn double play to end the top of the third. Blue Jays get a leadoff single from Kay Doty. Nothing comes of it. And the score holds. Tampa on top, 2-1 over the Blue Jays and the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network.
Catch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Come out to TD Ballpark all summer long to check out the DJ's Daily Specials. Tuesdays are TD Tuesdays. Receive a free ticket and a box of popcorn voucher by visiting one of two Clearwater TD locations presented by TD Bank. Every Wednesday is $2 Wednesday. Hot dogs, popcorn, peanuts, fries, and 12-ounce draft beers are all $2. Thursdays feature $2 margaritas. Celebrate Fridays with Bud Fridays, where select Budweiser products and neutral seltzers are 50% off. Saturdays are Junior J Saturdays, as kids run the bases after the game, and hot dogs are $2. Then on Sundays, kids under 12 get in free with a Dunedin downtown merchant receipt, plus pregame catch on the field. There's something for everybody this season with the Dunedin Blue Jays. Tampa Tarpons 2, Dunedin Blue Jays 1 as we go to the home half of the third inning. Series opener here this week. It's a six-game set between the Florida State League West rivals. First pitch to Emmanuel Tejada is called strike on the outside corner, and it's 0-1. Emmanuel. E-N-M-A-N-U-E-L. 0-1. Slapped foul on the first base side. Towards the last row of seats, it kicks around. And down into the lower bowl of seats for a souvenir. O'Halloran out in front, 0-2. Dunedin starter rocks and deals. And the pitch is swung on and missed. Strike three. Back foot slider fooled Tejada. And it's uno dos adios for out number one. Base is empty for Kobe Morales. Tarpons on top 2-1. Bottom three. Morales drove in a run on a ground out in the first. He takes the first pitch down and outside. That's 1-0. Lefty-on-lefty matchup here. One of two true lefties in the Tarpons order. Jackson Castillo, the other one, in the sixth spot. 1-0. Popped up off the hands, out of play down the third base line. And it's 1-1. O'Halloran operating from the third base side of the rubber from the wind. The pitch fought off the hands again, this time back to the screen. One ball, two strikes. Morales drafted by the Yankees last year's draft out of Washington. The 1-2 to him, paints the outside corner, taken for a called strike three. Connor O'Halloran is rolling right along. That's three straight strikeouts for the southpaw. There's two down for Dylan Hasso. O'Halloran settling in here in his first outing of the year. First pitch to the righty Hasso. He raises his arms and shifts his hips out of the way as the fastball runs in. Ball one. Hasso picked up an RBI single back in the first, helping Tampa to a 2-1 lead here. The 1-0, off speed, splits the plate, taken for a called strike. It's 1-1. O'Halloran building up a good rhythm here. Back to work with the pitch. It bounces out in front of Hasso. He gets out of the way. O'Halloran got lucky that that didn't hit him. Skips all the way to the backstop. Two balls, one strike. It's kind of O'Halloran's profile. A strike thrower. 2-1. Hasso with a jam shot pop up into shallow center. A Aponte comes in, settles under it, makes the grab, and the inning is over. For the first time today and for the first time this season, Connor O'Halloran works a 1-2-3 frame. We're on to the fourth, and it's still Tampa 2, Blue Jays 1 on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Hey, DJs fans, next time you're at TD Ballpark, be sure to stop by the Jays Shop to stock up on Toronto and Dunedin Blue Jays hats, shirts, and novelty items. The store is open during all home games. Non-game day shopping is available by appointment. And don't forget, you can shop online anywhere in the world at any time by visiting dunedinbluejays.milbstore.com. We'll see you at the shop soon. Looking for a fun group activity for your business, sports team, church group, or extended family? Look no further than a Dunedin Blue Jays game. We have spaces for any group, from 15 people up to 200. Food and drink packages start at just $17 per person. Packages include a free video board shout-out and a personal attendant for your group space. For more information, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. We'll see you at TD Ballpark soon. After some early trouble, both starting pitchers have settled in this one as Tampa leads 2-1 over the Blue Jays as we go to the top of the fourth. In case you're just joining us, both teams scored their runs in the first inning. Dunedin with a one spot, a sack fly from Aponte. Tarpons responded with two in the bottom half. We 5-6-7 here for the DJs, starting with Manny Beltre against Gabriel Barbosa. And the first pitch is a high hopper foul. On the third base side, it's 0-1. Talking with Beltre before the season, he said he was so excited to show off the improvements he made to his body and with his swing over the offseason. 1-1. He takes a breaking ball for a called strike at the letters. And it's 0-2. I believe the count is wrong on the scoreboard. It says 1-2. The count is actually 0-2. Barbosa back with the pitch. And Beltre lines it out of play. Out in front of a breaking ball. Still 0-2. But anyways, Beltre showed that in a big way on Sunday. Took a 1-1 pitch out of the yard to end the ball game. Two-run walk-off homer. Another 0-2. Beltre reaches out on a check swing, bloops it into shallow right, and it falls in front of Willie Montero for a base hit. Not the prettiest swing, but it'll do. A slider that wasn't in the zone downstairs. Beltre takes it the other way for a leadoff single. Looks like a line drive in the scorebook. Here's Edward Duran. He struck out swinging back in the second. Blue Jays trailing Tampa 2-1, top four. Right-hander on right-hander. And the first offer from Barbosa. There goes Beltre. The pitch is lined up the middle and down into the gap in left center. Beltre around third base. He's going to get the wave around, and the throw to the plate is cut off. Manny Beltre scores from first on a little floater that turns into a double into the gap for Edward Duran. And Dunedin ties it up. It's 2-2 in the top of the fourth.
The first baseman, number 34, Christian Feliz.
Brings up Christian Feliz as the Blue Jays have an opportunity to jump back in front. Duran's first hit of the season. Feliz also struck out his first time back in the second. Left-handed batter, right-handed thrower. First pitch from Barbosa falls in there. Taken for a called strike, and it's 0-1. Curveball at 77. Barbosa, a native of Brazil. Usually not a baseball country. As 0-1. Feliz sends a high hopper foul first base side. He's behind 0-2. So Barbosa played for the Brazil national team over the offseason. And when he was claimed by the Yankees in the minor league portion of the Rule 5 draft from Colorado, he became the first ever player in the Yankee system from Brazil. And that's official now tonight with his appearance. He turns and looks to run back to second base. He's not being held. Barbosa holds the baseball behind his back. Feliz, long stare back out at the mound. 0-2 delivery. Feliz tattoos it down the line and right, hooking towards the pole, and it's foul. He got way out in front of a curveball, and he pummeled the pitch at 107, but all for naught. It's a foul ball. Feliz takes time, adjusts his batting gloves, and steps back into the box. Feliz has gained a reputation as a bit of an all-or-nothing hitter, trying to change that up here this year. Another 0-2 from Barbosa. Feliz chops it down to first. Tasso gloves it, charging, and he steps on the bag to retire Feliz for out number one. That moves Duran over to third. It's good as a bunt there for Feliz. Here's one down for Ricardo Ballo. Ballo singled in the second inning for his first hit as a member of the Blue Jays org. Now is a chance for his first RBI. With Duran 90 feet away and a 2-2 tie in the top of the fourth. Infield comes in, first pitch. Ballo chases a curveball down in the dirt. It's 0-1. Dogs and fans making their way around the ballpark. Most of the fans populating the lower bowl here tonight. 0-1 offer. Ballo comes up empty on a curveball. Fooled him again. He's quickly behind 0-2. Barbosa trying to work out of a small jam with Duran on third base. Dunedin with a run in, top four. Deadlocked at two. Barbosa sets at the chin, brings it down lower to the belt. His 0-2 misses outside. Ballo laid off that time. Some fans thought that was strike three, but the computer did not. Can't yell at the umpire. Feels unjust. And now time is taken by Ballo. Paces out of the box from the left side. Adjusts his white batting gloves, rocking long blue socks with his gray traveling uniform tonight. Ballo waves the bat back and forth, settles into his upright stance. Barbosa gathers the sign from Medicine Duran. And now prepares for the 1-2. Ballo lays off another pitch outside, even at two balls, two strikes. Barbosa's pitch count starting to climb. No throwing in either bullpen yet, though. The 2-2. Swing and a miss, strike three. Barbosa went to the slider, spotted it up on the outside edge of the zone. He sets down Ballo on strikes for out number two. Duran still on third, and it's up to Alexis Hernandez to bring him home. Fourth punch out for Barbosa. And field back to regular depth for the righty Hernandez. Walked in the second. Right-hander on right-hander. First pitch. Misses low. Ball one. Barbosa up to 53 pitches. Funny enough, Connor O'Halloran also at 53 pitches. Dunedin starter. The 1-0. Hernandez ducks out of the way as the pitch misses high. Duran lets it get by him, and Duran from third scores. So Edward Duran steps past Edison Duran to score on a wild pitch, And Dunedin jumps back in front. It's 3-2. Fastball just completely sailed on Barbosa. So Dunedin punches back. Count is 2-0 on Hernandez. The pitch is in there for a called strike. It's 2-1. Well, if there's one thing that we've learned about this team early this season, it's that they're not afraid of a deficit. 2-1, Tapper foul behind home plate. 2 balls, 2 strikes. The group has shown a lot of fight, even though this is only game number 4 of 132. Overcame a 7-1 deficit to win on Sunday. Overcame an early deficit on Saturday to win as well. Hernandez paces out of the box, paces back in a wide set stance, gazes out at Barbosa. He winds and fires the 2-2. And a swing and a miss on a slider down and outside, and that ends the inning. But not before Dunedin scores twice. They now lead 3-2 over Tampa as we go to the bottom of the fourth. Connor O'Halloran coming back out on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Come out to TD Ballpark all summer long to check out the DJ's Daily Specials. Tuesdays are TD Tuesdays. Receive a free ticket and a box of popcorn voucher by visiting one of 2 Clearwater TD locations presented by TD Bank. Every Wednesday is $2 Wednesday. Hot dogs, popcorn, peanuts, fries, and 12-ounce draft beers are all $2. Thursdays feature $2 margaritas. Celebrate Fridays with Bud Fridays, where select Budweiser products and neutral seltzers are 50% off. Saturdays are Junior J's Saturdays, as kids run the bases after the game, and hot dogs are $2. Then on Sundays, kids under 12 get in free with a Dunedin downtown merchant receipt, plus pregame catch on the field. There's something for everybody this season with the Dunedin Blue Jays.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Blue Jays have flown back in front thanks to a 2-spot in the top of the fourth. We go to the bottom of the fourth, and it's Dunedin 3 and the Tampa Tarpons 2. Connor O'Halloran will try and protect the lead. He'll face 6-7-8 in Tampa's lineup. Castillo, Montero, and Duran. Castillo, Reese Jenner back in the first. First pitch to the lefty. He takes down and outside, and it's 1-0. O'Halloran is bounced back nicely from a very long first inning, which Tampa scored 2 runs on 2 hits and 2 errors. 1-0. Castillo takes a hook for a called strike. 1-1. O'Halloran has really gotten into a better rhythm here in the last few innings. The 1-1 offer paints the outside corner. Castillo took the pitch for a called strike, 2. O'Halloran gets the baseball back, settles on the third base side of the rubber, into his motion, the 1-2, called strike 3. Castillo knew it, slider dropped in there, and he was fooled. Strikeout number 5 for O'Halloran. Here's Willie Montero, popped out to first, back in the first. The first pitch to him is a called strike right around the knees. Fastball makes it 0-1. O'Halloran nods at the sign from Edward Duran. Kicks and deals. Montero brushed back off the plate on a fastball that ran too far in. It's 1-1. O'Halloran, the long-haired lefty, comes back with the pitch, and it's popped out of play on the first base side into some empty seats. And it's 1-2. O'Halloran, a native of Canada, drafted by his country's team. 1-2 to Montero. Skied the opposite way into right. That sends Hernandez back. He settles under it, makes the two-handed grab for out number two and the home fourth. Blue Jays on top 3-2. Bases empty for Edison Duran. O'Halloran was a member of the Canadian 18U team for a few years. First pitch to Duran, misses low and in near the shoot tops. Got to travel all over the world for those games. Really enjoyed that experience. 1-0. Duran takes a breaking ball on the outside edge for a called strike. It's 1-1. O'Halloran nods and chucks. Duran with a check swing, hopper on the first base line. It bounces fair and now foul. 1 ball, 2 strikes. We mentioned earlier that Connor's dad, Greg, former big leaguer, had a 12-game stint with the Florida Marlins as a catcher in 1994. The 1-2. Duran swings and foul tips it into Edward Duran's mitt, and Connor O'Halloran is rolling along. He's set down 7 straight. He's got 6 strikeouts, and it's the Blue Jays with a 3-2 lead as we're on to the fifth on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Hey, DJs fans, next time you're at TD Ballpark, be sure to stop by the Jays Shop to stock up on Toronto and Dunedin Blue Jays hats, shirts, and novelty items. The store is open during all home games. Non-game day shopping is available by appointment. And don't forget, you can shop online anywhere in the world at any time by visiting DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. We'll see you at the shop soon. Looking for a fun group activity for your business, sports team, church group, or extended family? Look no further than a Dunedin Blue Jays game. We have spaces for any group from 15 people up to 200. Food and drink packages start at just $17 per person. Packages include a free video board shout-out and a personal attendant for your group space. For more information, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. We'll see you at TD Ballpark soon. Want to wear the same hats your favorite DJs wear? Check out our brand new light blue alternate cap for the 2024 season. The hat is available in 4 styles, fitted, flex fit, adjustable, and youth adjustable. There are options for the whole family. Get your new alternate cap in store at TD Ballpark or online at DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. DJ's in the driver's seat. It's 3-2 as we go to the top half of the fifth. Gabriel Barbosa, Tampa starter, back out there. He'll face the top of the lineup in Namala, Doty, and Arias. Namala climbs in 0-for-2, rolled into a fielder's choice his last time in the second inning. Right-hander on right-hander in the first pitch. Namala drives it down the line and left, hooking towards the pole. Long run for Morales on the track. He makes a running catch. That ball wasn't particularly well struck. Just 85 off Namala's bat, but he put it in a good spot. Really long run for Morales, who covered a lot of ground to make that catch. It's out number one. Brings up Cade Doty, who's 2-for-2 with a double and a single. Working his way back to Double-A New Hampshire. Righty on righty, first pitch. Doty takes just outside. That's 1-0. Doty wearing a big wrap on his shoulder. Keep things in place. 1-0. Breaking ball drops in there. For a called strike, it's 1-1. Doty dislocated his shoulder doing non-baseball activities over the offseason. Barbosa winds and fires, and Doty taps it foul at the plate. 1 ball, 2 strikes. Doty's plate approach reminds some people in the Blue Jays organization of Bo Bichette's rolling through the minor leagues. And some people, as in Joe Sclafani, the director of player development for Toronto. Not a bad comp to hear if you're Cade Doty. The twist in the 1-2 from Barbosa. Sails high. 2 balls, 2 strikes. There's a nice feature written up on Doty in the Toronto Star last season. On Doty, as he calls time, steps out. Sclafani said, hey, Bo Bichette, he was aggressive all the way to the big leagues. 2-2, misses low and outside, runs it full at 3-2. That's really been the only detriment in Doty's plate approach, is a little too heavy on strikeouts. Last year in the full season with Vancouver, he struck out 126 times in 102 games. But here with Dunedin and this rehab stint, he's shown a lot of patience. 3-2 pitch to him. He takes inside. Speaking of patience, that's ball four. 3 plate appearances, 3 trips on the base paths for Cade. It's a one-out walk in the fifth.
Number 47, Victor Arias.
Here's Victor Arias. Blue Jays 3, Tarpons 2, top 5. Arias 1-for-2 with a single, rolled into a fielder's choice earlier. First pitch, misses up and outside. It's 1-0. Glad you could join us on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network, wherever you may be tuned in from tonight. The 1-0 pitch. Arias takes a heater on the outside black for a called strike. It's 1-1. It's always fun to get a little audience interaction, so tell you what, shoot us an email. Let us know where you're tuned in from tonight. 1-1, Doty fakes towards second and takes low. Arias does. 2 balls, 1 strike. My email is larry.larson@bluejays.com. If you want to interact with the broadcast, send something our way. Drop us a line. 2-1 offer. Arias takes a called strike on the upper outside edge. So it's 2-2. Even the scoreboard thought that was a ball. It says 3-1 up there. Arias steps out of the box to gather his thoughts. Climbs back in. Barbosa has the sign from Duran. Sets above the belt and throws over to first. Doty back in with a step. Stuck his foot out and touched first base before the tag from Hasso. Can't blame him if he's a little hesitant to dive into a base with that shoulder. Now the scoreboard is corrected. And now the 2-2 pitch. Arias comes up empty on a breaking ball downstairs for strike three. Two down now. Doty still at first for Joan Helaponte. Strikeout number 6 for Barbosa, and looks like it will be his last as Tampa manager James Cooper paces out of the first base dugout, brings the infield together. And he's going to take the baseball from his right-hander. What a nice outing tonight, all things considered. And his Yankees organizational debut with 6 punch-outs, currently responsible for 3 runs. We'll have the details on the new arm out of the Tarpons bullpen when we come back. It's Dunedin leading 3-2 over Tampa. Top of the fifth on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
DJs fans, take advantage of one of our many ticket packages for the 2024 season. Options include the 4-game Flex Pack. Purchase 4 or more games and receive a discounted ticket rate. The Bands and Brews Flex Pack includes a ticket and drink voucher for between 5 and 12 Friday home games, as as well as a Dunedin Blue Jays pint glass, starting at less than $32. For all the parents out there, check out the Junior Jays Pack, which includes a ticket and ballpark meal for every Saturday home game, starting at $30. Just want to catch one game? Single game tickets start at just $8 online. For more information on tickets, visit DunedinBlueJays.com.
Watch.
New hurler out of the Tampa bullpen is Ociel Rodriguez. A right-hander takes over for Gabriel Barbosa, the starter who exits after 4 2/3 innings. It's the Blue Jays with the lead, 3-2, top of the fifth, two down. Cade Doty on first, and Joan Helaponte coming to the plate. Rodriguez first pitch, 96 on the fastball, but it misses outside, and it's 1-0. A little bit more gas here from Rodriguez than we saw from Barbosa, who was a little bit more of a soft tosser. Rodriguez with the pause in the pitch. Aponte takes called strike in the upper half of the zone. And it's 1-1. Rodriguez making his first appearance of the year here tonight. Is 1-1. Aponte waits back on a breaking ball and then misses it. Swing and a miss. 1-2. Rodriguez, a pitch away from ending this top of the fifth. He deals, and the pitch is roped down the left field line. It drops fair all the way into the corner. Doty motoring towards third. He's going to get waved around third. The throw to the plate is cut off. It's an RBI double for Joan Helaponte, his second RBI tonight. Boost Dunedin's lead up to 4-2 in the top of the fifth. Aponte tagged that pitch at 101 off the bat down the left field line. It's extra bases and an RBI to make it a two-run lead for the Jays. Barbosa responsible for that run as Beltre comes to the plate. He swings and taps it foul behind home plate. And it's 0-1. Rodriguez, a 6-2 righty, 210. Native of Cuba. Pitched a third of an inning in big league spring training. Struck out the only batter he faced. 0-1. Misses out. 1-1. Rodriguez got 13 appearances last season with Tampa. Pitched to a 5.89 ERA and 18 1/3 innings of work. 23 punchouts. He checks the runner and throws home, and Beltre lifts it. High in the air, deep to left. Morales back. He's at the wall, and he's got room and makes the catch. And that ends the frame. But not before the Blue Jays tack on one more run to their lead. An RBI double from Joan Helaponte to score Cade Doty from first. Makes it Blue Jays 4. Tarpons 2. Going to the home half of the fifth. The Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Hey, DJs fans, next time you're at TD Ballpark, be sure to stop by the Jays Shop to stock up on Toronto and Dunedin Blue Jays hats, shirts, and novelty items. The store is open during all home games. Non-game day shopping is available by appointment. And don't forget, you can shop online anywhere in the world at any time by visiting DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. We'll see you at the shop soon. Looking for a fun group activity for your business, sports team, church group, or extended family? Look no further than a Dunedin Blue Jays game. We have spaces for any group from 15 people up to 200. Food and drink packages start at just $17 per person. Packages include a free video board shout-out and a personal attendant for your group's base. For more information, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. We'll see you at TD Ballpark soon. Blue Jays starter Connor O'Halloran with another run of support as it's Dunedin 4, Tampa 2. Going to the bottom of the fifth, and the first pitch to the nine batter, Brenny Escanio, misses upstairs, and it's 1-0. Escanio, 0-1 tonight, flied out to left his first time, that was in the second. The 1-0 to the right-hander, he takes just barely outside, it's 2-0. O'Halloran has really found a nice groove. After a long first inning, it's 2-0. Escanio pops it up into shallow right center. Hernandez charges in, calls off Mandy Beltre, the second baseman, and puts the squeeze on it for out number one. It's now eight straight set down by O'Halloran. A little bit more of a test now as he faces the top of the lineup in George Lombard Jr. New York's first-round pick last year. The righty takes called strike on the first pitch. And it's 0-1. Lombard has walked twice tonight, once in the first, once in the second. Scored in the first, 0-1. He takes low and in. One ball, one strike. Blue Jays 4, Tarpons 2. We're in the bottom of the fifth in game one of a six-game set over here in Tampa. O'Halloran twists and deals. And Lombard waves and misses through an 88-mile-an-hour sinker. Good pitch near the outside corner of the zone from O'Halloran, and he keeps on rolling along. He's got six strikeouts tonight. Toes the slab and delivers. Lombard takes down and in. Good slider there from O'Halloran. Wasn't in the zone. Lombard didn't chase, so it's 2-2. O'Halloran with a bright blue glove. Pitch on the way. Misses low and inside again on the slider. Runs it full, 3-2. George Lombard Jr., the son of George Lombard Sr., the bench coach with the Detroit Tigers. 3-2, misses low and inside. And for the third time tonight, George Lombard Jr. has walked. Enzo Halloran stretch of eight straight set down. And that'll bring up Roderick Arias. Arias, on the other hand, first pitch to him, a swing and a foul back, it's 0-1, has struck out twice tonight, once looking, once swinging. Blue Jays on top 4-2, bottom 5. The sun is now set over Tampa. O'Halloran throws to first. They've got Lombard picked off. Throw goes to second. The slide, and he's out. O'Halloran threw to first as Lombard got caught leaning. He just started sprinting to second base. Good throw from Christian Feliz from first to second, where Manny Beltre applied the tag, and Lombard is out number two. No harm, no foul on that walk. Now the 0-1. Arias watches a breaking ball miss outside near the outside corner. It's 1-1. O'Halloran deals, and the pitch is popped up out of play. First base side. Clanks off the metal roof. They do have the facade here very similar to Yankee Stadium. I meant to imitate the Yankee Stadium facade, that white fencing look. The 1-2. Misses down in the dirt. Arias does not chase. Two balls, two strikes. O'Halloran gets a fresh baseball. Comes back with the 2-2 pitch. Arias watches a breaking ball for a called strike three. Connor O'Halloran as Roderick Arias is numbered tonight. Three punch-outs against the Yankees' number three prospects. And the Dunedin lefty keeps on rolling along. It's still Blue Jays 4, Tampa 2. As we go to the sixth, the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Come out to TD Ballpark all summer long to check out the DJ's daily specials. Tuesdays are TD Tuesdays. Receive a free ticket and a box of popcorn voucher by visiting one of two Clearwater TD locations presented by TD Bank. Every Wednesday is $2 Wednesday. Hot dogs, popcorn, peanuts, fries, and 12-ounce draft beers are all $2. Thursdays feature $2 margaritas. Celebrate Fridays with Bud Fridays, where select Budweiser products and neutral seltzers are 50% off. Saturdays are Junior J's Saturdays, as kids run the bases after the game, and hot dogs are $2. Then on Sundays, kids under 12 get in free with a Dunedin downtown merchant receipt, plus pregame catch on the field. There's something for everybody this season with the Dunedin Blue Jays.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Duran, Feliz, and Ballo coming up for Dunedin as they try to tack on a few more runs to a 4-2 lead in the top of the sixth inning. Tampa reliever Ociel Rodriguez is still out there. Finished the top of the fifth. First pitch to Edward Duran. Misses downstairs on an off-speed offering, and it's 1-0. Duran in the box and Duran behind the plate. Edison Duran and Edward Duran. You might be thinking, oh, those names are similar. Maybe they're brothers. 1-0 misses up. Two balls, no strikes. I asked Edward pregame, do you know Edison Duran? He said, oh, a little bit, but not really. The two played each other last year in the Florida Complex League. 2-0. Duran takes low and outside. Three balls and no strikes. So no relation there, despite the identical last names and initials. Rodriguez takes a breath and throws the 3-0. Misses way outside, not even close. It's a four-pitch walk to open the top of the sixth for Edward Duran. He's 1-for-2 tonight. Now with a walk, brings up Christian Feliz.
The first baseman, number 34, Christian Feliz.
4-2 Blue Jays advantage, top six. Series opener of a six-game set. First road game of the year for the Blue Jays. First pitch to Christian. Misses outside on the hook, and it's 1-0. Lights have taken full effect now at Steinbrenner Field. Wind still blowing towards the corner and left. Swirling a little bit. 1-0. On the outside corner again. That time it's called strike on a changeup from Rodriguez. It's 1-1. Feliz really working on trying to hit the ball the opposite way. 1-1 pitch. Called strike on the inside black. Feliz tilts his head backwards. Didn't like that call. It's 1-2. Rodriguez with the set and the pitch. It's cued foul behind home plate. Still 1-2. He's talking about it with Blue Jays hitting coach Nash Knight pregame. We're working on it on the cage over the weekend. Feliz gets a little pull happy sometimes. That's when he gets in trouble. 1-2 pitch, a swing and a miss. Changeup fading away from the lefty gets him. And that's out number one. First strikeout for Rodriguez. Brings up Ricardo Ballo. He's 1-for-2 with a punch out and a single. Edward Duran over at first after a leadoff walk. First pitch to the lefty. Called strike at the letters on the heater. 94 miles an hour. 0-1. Middle infield at double play depth. Shortstop Lombard shortly behind second base. 0-1 is popped up behind second base. It's Lombard who calls for it on the infield dirt. And he makes the snag for out number two. It's up to Alexis Hernandez to keep the inning going. Blue Jays have scored in the last two innings, two runs in the fourth, one in the fifth, to take a 4-2 lead over Tampa on the road. Hernandez climbs in 0-for-1 with a strikeout and a walk. Right-hander on right-hander, and Rodriguez delivers. Hernandez taps it foul behind home plate, and it's 0-1. We mentioned Lombard at short, Roderick Arias at second base. That's a really interesting dynamic for those two. Both natural shortstops. 0-1. Hernandez pops the pitch into center. It sends Castillo back. Now he trots in. He's got a beat on it. Makes the catch. And the inning is over. So Rodriguez walks Edward Duran to open the sixth and then retires three straight. We're on to the home half. And still Blue Jays 4, Tarpons 2 on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Hey, DJs fans, next time you're at TD Ballpark, be sure to stop by the Jays Shop to stock up on Toronto and Dunedin Blue Jays hats, shirts, and novelty items. The store is open during all home games. Non-game day shopping is available by appointment. And don't forget, you can shop online anywhere in the world at any time by visiting dunedinbluejays.milbstore.com. We'll see you at the shop soon. Looking for a fun group activity for your business, sports team, church group, or extended family? Look no further than a Dunedin Blue Jays game. We have spaces for any group from 15 people up to 200. Food and drink packages start at just $17 per person. Packages include a free video board shout-out and a personal attendant for your group space. For more information, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. We'll see you at TD Ballpark soon. Want to wear the same hats your favorite DJs wear? Check out our brand new light blue alternate cap for the 2024 season. The hat is available in four styles: fitted, flex fit, adjustable, and youth adjustable. There are options for the whole family. Get your new alternate cap in store at TD Ballpark or online at DunedinBlueJays.milbstore.com. After five strong innings, Connor O'Halloran's season debut has come to a close. We'll have his final line coming up here in a few moments. And it's J.J. Sanchez into the ballgame now. Another lefty out of the Blue Jays bullpen, trying to protect a 4-2 lead going to the home half of the sixth. He'll face 3-4-5 for the Tarpons, Tejada Morales and Hasso. Sanchez signed with the Blue Jays last summer after going undrafted, signed back in July 2023. Made his pro debut with Dunedin. First pitch to Tejada. Misses inside. Ball one, and it's 1-0. Tejada tonight, 1-for-2. Singled and scored in the two-run Tarpon first and struck out swinging his last time in the third. The 1-0. Misses down and inside near the shoe tops. Sanchez paces around the mound a little bit, sporting red cleats with his gray visiting jersey. Blue caps tonight for the DJs. Tarpons in their home whites. Of course, pinstripes is the Yankees affiliate. 2-0 misses upstairs. Heater at 94. And it's 3-0. Sanchez pitched five innings and five appearances last summer. Allowed just one earned run. 24 years old, native of Texas. 3-0 pitch. Almost caught the outside corner. But almost doesn't count for a strike. And it's ball four. Leadoff walk for Emmanuel Tejada to open the bottom of the sixth. Number 2 Blue Jays lead. Here's Kobe Morales. Lefty on lefty in the first pitch. Breaking ball misses outside. And it's 1-0. Morales drove in a run on a tapper up the middle in the first, grounded out to shortstop, and then struck out looking in the third against O'Halloran. Speaking of O'Halloran, his final line here, after the 1-0 pitch from Sanchez to Morales. Runner goes from first, pitch misses high and away. Throw from Duran is in time. Oh, wow, a laser from behind home plate from Edward Duran. Tejada got an excellent jump, but Duran's throw was better. One down. Wow. Fans in shock at Steinbrenner Field. It's 2-0 on Morales, the pitch. It's a called strike. Breaking ball in the back door makes it 2-1. So O'Halloran's line. 5 innings, 2 hits, 2 runs. Only one was earned. He walked 3 and struck out 7. 2-1. Morales takes an uppercut, comes up empty. A breaking ball makes it 2-2. Morales steps out of the box, takes a deep breath, climbs back in. Sanchez gathers the sign from Duran, fires. Morales chases a slider on the outside corner, comes up empty. It's a strikeout for out number 2. J.J. Sanchez first of 2024. So it's up to Dylan Hasso to try and extend this 6th inning. Right-handed batter, southpaw tosser. First run from Sanchez. Misses down and in. And it's 1-0. Sanchez had an interesting college career. Finished it up with Southeastern University, an NAIA powerhouse here in Florida. 1-0, called strike at the knees, 1-1. Posted a 1.91 ERA in his final collegiate season. One of those stories that goes to show you that pro baseball players can come from any level. 1-1. Hasso takes outside. A slider. 2-1. Really can't say that for other sports. Think about it. NBA. It's really hard to make it from the mid-major level. Almost all the players come from the Power 5 level. 2-1 pitch is skied into shallow center. Joan Helaponte battling the lights. And it's Hernandez who dives and can't make the catch. Aponte didn't have a bead on it, so Hernandez came dashing in, dove, and couldn't make the play. So Hasso reaches with 2 outs. Tarpons get a break, and here's Jackson Castillo. Castillo 0-for-2, reached on an error in the first. Lefty on lefty, first pitch misses in. That's 1-0. Sanchez lets the left arm hang, has the sign from Duran. Kicks and fires. Castillo chops it to first. It's foul. So it's 1-2. Rather, 1-1. Sanchez started his collegiate career at Texas A&M International. 1-1, misses low and outside. 2-1. Back in 2019. Also pitched there in 2020. Also pitched at San Jacinto College in Houston. 2-1. Another high chopper, and it's fair this time over the first base bag, down the line and right. Hasso moving towards third. He gets the stop sign there. The throw gets all the way to the plate, rolling to Duran. He scoops it up. It's a double for Jackson Castillo. Now there's men on second and third with 2 outs for Willie Montero. Baseball has a really funny way of rewarding bad breaks. Time is called, and pitching coach Corey Reardon comes out for a visit. And Dunedin hopes that doesn't stand true here. After Dunedin's outfield lost a ball in the lights, allowing Hasso to reach first base with two outs on a pop-out that really should have ended the inning. But instead, here we are. Hasso standing on third, 90 feet away. And Castillo, tying run off of second. Right-handed batter Willie Montero stands in now, 0-for-2 tonight. First pitch to him. He takes a slider inside. It's ball one. Dog barking is now resumed. I guess that means you can say the fans are making some noise. Big spot in this game here in the bottom of the sixth. 1-0 misses low. Two balls, no strikes. It's Blue Jays 4, Tarpons 2. Sanchez in the center of the slab. Shakes off Duran. Now nods. A 2-0 pitch. High chopper to first. This one's fair. Feliz snares it. Takes the trot to the bag to end the inning. J.J. Sanchez averts any damage. Strands Hasso on third and Castillo on second. The lead remains at 2 runs. Blue Jays 4, Tarpons 2. As we go to the seventh, Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Looking to support the Dunedin Blue Jays while at the gym, out for a run, or spending time outside? We've got the merchandise collection for you with the Under Armour Performance Gear Collection in the Jays Shop. Check out our selection of performance men's and women's t-shirts next time you're in the Jays Shop at TD Ballpark. Or shop online anytime you want at DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Looking for a fun group activity for your business, sports team, church group, or extended family? Look no further than a Dunedin Blue Jays game. We have spaces for any group from 15 people up to 200. Food and drink packages start at just $17 per person. Packages include a free video board shout-out and a personal attendant for your group space. For more information, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. We'll see you at TD Ballpark soon. Starting to get late in Tampa. Blue Jays looking for insurance for a 4-2 lead. At the top of the seventh inning, Arjun Namala will face Ociel Rodriguez. Back out for his second full inning of work. First pitch misses up and in. To the 18-year-old shortstop. And it's 1-0. In case you're just joining us, early scoring again. Blue Jays with one run in the first. Tarpons with two in the bottom half. 1-0. Namala takes a backdoor breaking ball for a called strike, 1-1. And then Dunedin jumped in front with 2 runs in the fourth, added another run in the fifth. Namala 0-for-3 tonight in the top spot, the 1-1. He comes up empty on a changeup inside half of the plate, makes it 1-2. Namala, at 18 years old, is the second youngest player in the Florida State League. 18.5 to be exact, 18.5. 1-2 misses up and away. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Second only to Daytona's Alfredo Deneau at 18.2 years old. It's Baseball America who compiles an article of the youngest players at every level. 2-2. Namala pops it high in the air to straightaway left. Kobe Morales says, "I've got it," and he does. Makes the catch. For out number one in the visitor's seventh.
Now batting the third baseman, number
Here comes Cade Doty. It's going to be Doty's final AB tonight. Scheduled to play 7 innings in his second rehab game from AA. He's had a great performance tonight. 2-for-2 with a walk and a double. First pitch to the righty. He takes upstairs, and it's 1-0. 4-2 Blue Jays over Tampa on the road, top 7. First of 6 games between these squads this week. 1-0 pitch is in there for a called strike on the inside edge. Rodriguez went to the cutter. First one we've seen from him tonight. It's 1-1. Doty in a close stance. The pitch to him. Misses down and away. 2-1. Tip of the cap to Dunedin starter Connor O'Halloran tonight, who broke a tough trend. 2-1, a screamer down to third, and it eats up Escanio into left. A liner off the bat at 99 was hit to the left of Escanio outside of his shoulders. So, will it be a hit or an error? He asked the folks in gray. They'll say hit. But we'll see. The folks doing the scoring are usually dressed in white. Doty comes out of the game for a pinch runner. It's Tucker Thoman who will remain in the game to play third base. Oh, they're going to rule it an error. So officially goes in the book as an E5. And Thoman takes off with the first pitch to Arias. Swing and a miss. Throw down. They got him. Tucker Thoman caught stealing. A not so warm welcome to the ball game for out number 2. A very quick trip on the bases for Tucker. So the 0-1 to Arias is called strike on the outside black. It's 0-2. Arias has reached twice tonight, once on a single in the first, once on a fielder's choice in the third. Struck out swinging back in the fifth. He takes time here before the 0-2 pitch. Rodriguez looks in for the sign. He's got it from the stretch with nobody on. His 0-2. Arias waves and misses. That's strike 3. And the inning is over. Cade Doty reaches again on an error that, you know, could have gone either way. Tucker Thoman pinch runs. He's caught stealing. Jays go down in order. It's stretch time at Steinbrenner Field. Dunedin leading 4-2. The Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Come out to TD Ballpark all summer long to check out the DJ's Daily Specials. Tuesdays are TD Tuesdays. Receive a free ticket and a box of popcorn voucher by visiting one of 2 Clearwater TD locations presented by TD Bank. Every Wednesday is $2 Wednesday. Hot dogs, popcorn, peanuts, fries, and 12-ounce draft beers are all $2. Thursdays feature $2 margaritas. Celebrate Fridays with Bud Fridays, where select Budweiser products and neutral seltzers are 50% off. Saturdays are Junior J's Saturdays, as kids run the bases after the game, and hot dogs are $2. Then on Sundays, kids under 12 get in free with a Dunedin Downtown Merchant receipt, plus pregame catch on the field. There's something for everybody this season with the Dunedin Blue Jays.
And folks, remaining in the game at third base at number 9, Tucker Thoman.
Carson Pierce is into the ball game out of Dunedin's bullpen as we go to the bottom of the seventh inning at Steinbrenner Field. It's the Blue Jays leading the Tarpons 4-2. Pierce makes his second appearance of the season. He'll face the right-handed hitter Edison Duran to open his outing. The first pitch is a called strike. It's 0-1. Pierce pitched back on opening night against Lakeland. Two innings, one earned run, no walks, three strikeouts. 0-1 pitch, a hack and a miss from Duran, and a pitch downstairs, and is quickly 0-2. A not-so-fun fact for Pierce this year is that he's allowed the only run that Dunedin's bullpen has allowed so far on the campaign. Coming into action tonight, one earned run in 19 and two-thirds innings. 0-2. Duran does not chase that time on a pitch downstairs. One ball, two strikes. It's a 0-4-2 ERA, in case you don't want to do the math. Best bullpen mark in the league. Pierce from the stretch. Sets and fires. Duran taps it foul behind home plate, and we'll do it again. The starters, on the other hand, coming into action tonight. 11 earned runs and 7 1/3 innings. And, of course, Connor O'Halloran snapped that tough stretch tonight. 5 innings, 1 earned run. Yes, please. 1-2. Duran takes up a fastball at 94. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Pierce, a native of Oklahoma. Played college ball in Oklahoma at OU. Also in junior college there. 2-2. Check swing from Duran. It's a called strike 3. Duran down on strikes to open the home half of the seventh. One down for Brenny Ascanio. Pierce takes over for J.J. Sanchez, who pitched a scoreless inning. A little bit of drama. 2 hits, including one on a ball lost in the lights. Ascanio, switch hitter, batting from the left side for the first time tonight. Takes outside on the first pitch. And it's 1-0. 4-2 Blue Jays advantage. Bottom 7. Thanks for joining us on your Tuesday night. Pierce sets at the belt and deals. Ascanio takes a breaking ball for a called strike. A changeup, to be exact. Fading away from the lefty. It's 1-1. Infield playing to pull. Beltre towards the hole at first. 1-1. Ascanio takes a called strike. Another changeup. It's 1-2. As we imagine, Tucker Thoman remains in the ballgame to play third base for Cade Doty. 1-2. Popped out of play. Over the screen on the third base side. Fan watches it land in the seats. And now we'll watch a good amount of youngsters with gloves give chase. No dogs running after that one, though. Mark in the park night. 1-2. Called strike 3. Pierce went back to the changeup, and it fooled Ascanio a number of times. Why not go right back to it? Back-to-back looking strikeouts for Pierce. And there's 2 down for George Lombard Jr. 4-2 Jays. Bottom 7. Lombard has reached 3 times, all on free passes. Righty on righty in the first pitch. Lombard takes a called strike on a sinker that splits the plate, and it's 0-1. Lombard scored back in the first. A 1 pitch. He takes a bouncer in the dirt. Ball 1. I mentioned Lombard's dad, the bench coach for the Detroit Tigers, and of course they're also in the Grapefruit League, so Lombard was on the big league spring training roster for a good handful of games, got to play against his dad. 1-1. Lombard takes a hack and comes up empty on a changeup. Boy, is that working for Pierce tonight. He's out in front 1-2. They even had Lombard, or the Lombards, I should say, meet for the lineup card exchange before a game. Had to be a really cool moment. 1-2. Swing and a miss. Strike 3. Another nasty changeup from Carson Pierce. He strikes out the side in the home half of the seventh inning. Score remains frozen. Blue Jays 4, Tarpons 2. As we're on to the 8th on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Hey, DJs fans, next time you're at TD Ballpark, be sure to stop by the Jays Shop to stock up on Toronto and Dunedin Blue Jays hats, shirts, and novelty items. The store is open during all home games. Non-game day shopping is available by appointment. And don't forget, you can shop online anywhere in the world at any time by visiting dunedinbluejays.milbstore.com. We'll see you at the shop soon. Looking for a fun group activity for your business, sports team, church group, or extended family? Look no further than a Dunedin Blue Jays game. We have spaces for any group from 15 people up to 200. Food and drink packages start at just $17 per person. Packages include a free video board shout-out and a personal attendant for your group space. For more information, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. We'll see you at TD Ballpark soon. Come out to TD Ballpark all summer long to check out the DJ's Daily Specials. Tuesdays are TD Tuesdays. Receive a free ticket and a box of popcorn voucher by visiting one of two Clearwater TD locations presented by TD Bank. Every Wednesday is $2 Wednesday. Hot dogs, popcorn, peanuts, fries, and 12-ounce draft beer. It's Dunedin 4, Tampa 2 as we're on to the 8th, and a new hurler is into the ball game for the Tarpons. It's Steven Fulgencio, and his first pitch misses down for ball one to Joan Helaponte, 4-5-6 for the DJs here. Helaponte's got two RBIs tonight. 1-0, called strike, outside corner, and it's 1-1. Fulgencio, a right-hander, working from the stretch with nobody on. Sets, fires. Hopper past the first baseman, Hasso, into right, and it's a two-hit ball game for Joan Helaponte. He picks up a leadoff single to open the eighth as the Jays look for some insurance on a 4-2 lead. Here's Manny Beltre. Beltre 1-for-3 tonight. First pitch to him, a high bouncer down to third. Ascanio can't glove it. It gets to the shortstop Lombard, and he's got no play. So what'll this be scored? It's a play that Ascanio should have made. It would have been a tough play. No sure bet he would have gotten Beltre at first with his good speed. Drum roll, please. It's a single. Back-to-back singles to open the eighth. Edward Duran comes to the plate. Real chance for insurance now. Duran picked up an RBI double back in the fourth. Righty on righty, first pitch. He takes called strike on the outside edge. It's 0-1. Some fans heading for the exits. Still a lot of ball game left here. Time is called and it's a balk. Fulgencio balks, moves Aponte from second to third, Beltre up to second, as Fulgencio flinched, and now Edison Duran, the catcher, is going to call time and talk things over with his right-hander. Just briefly, now a base hit could score two and really break this open for the Blue Jays. Infield comes in for the Tarpons, knowing that Their offense has struggled tonight. Two runs on four hits for him. A one. Duran takes a slider for a called strike on the outside edge, and it's 0-2. Four runs on eight hits for Dunedin. That's encouraging to see because they didn't pick up a ton of hits over the weekend against Lakeland, but they did walk a ton. 0-2. Duran swings and foul tips it into Edison Duran's mitt. He's down on strikes for out number one. A big strikeout for Fulgencio brings up Christian Feliz.
Now by the first baseman, number 34, Christian Feliz.
So the exact stats on Dunedin. They picked up 21 walks in the first three games and just 14 hits. First in the league in walks, last in the league in hits. First pitch to Feliz. Chopper down to first. Hasso gloves it and steps on the first base bag. That's his only play. As Aponte scores from third, it's now 5-2 Blue Jays. A full dugout comes off the top railing to greet Aponte as he gets to the dugout. And Ricardo Ballo comes to the plate now as Beltre moves to third on the play. RBI for Christian, who's now 0 for 4. Paolo stands in 1 for 3. Singled in the second. Beltre dances off third, and now time is called. Got to keep an eye on Beltre, considering that Paolo's hitting from the left side here. First pitch. Misses low, gets away from Duran. Here comes Beltre. The throw gets by the pitcher Fulgencio, and Beltre is safe. That's a two spot in the top of the eighth for the Blue Jays. Make it 6-2. Second run off of a wild pitch tonight for Dunedin. Some sloppy baseball from the Tarpons tonight. Two errors on top of those wild pitches. The 1-0. Paolo takes low again. Two balls, no strikes. Series continues tomorrow night, same time, same place. 6:30 first pitch. You can join us for the pregame show at 6:15 here on DunedinBlueJays.com. 2-0 pitch, called strike on the back door. Fulgencio finds the zone. 2-1. Pause and the offer. Swing and a miss from Ballo. Evens the count, two balls, two strikes. Fulgencio's first appearance here this season. He's got the sign from Duran and uncorks the 2-2. Ballo swings and misses. That's strike three and out number three in the top of the eighth. But the first two batters reach and the first two batters score for Dunedin. Aponte singles, Beltre singles. Aponte scores on the RBI from Feliz and Beltre dashes home on a wild pitch. Our new score, Blue Jays 6, Tarpons 2. Going to the home half of the eighth on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Come out to TD Ballpark all summer long to check out the DJ's Daily Specials. Tuesdays are TD Tuesdays. Receive a free ticket and a box of popcorn voucher by visiting one of two Clearwater TD locations presented by TD Bank. Every Wednesday is $2 Wednesday. Hot dogs, popcorn, peanuts, fries, and 12-ounce draft beers are all $2. Thursdays feature $2 margaritas. Celebrate Fridays with Bud Fridays, where select Budweiser products and neutral seltzers are 50% off. Saturdays are Junior J's Saturdays, as kids run the bases after the game, and hot dogs are $2. Then on Sundays, kids under 12 get in free with a Dunedin downtown merchant receipt, plus pregame catch on the field. There's something for everybody this season with the Dunedin Blue Jays.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
6-2 Dunedin as we go to the bottom of the eighth inning. Carson Pierce back out there. He fires the first pitch to Roderick Arias. It sails high. It's 1-0. Dunedin with a two spot in the top half of this eighth inning. Time called as the home plate umpire Pedro Torres has to go get the baseball himself. Bat boy must have been asleep on the job. Comes out to eventually claim the baseball. And now the 1-0. Arias takes a big wave and comes up empty. It's 1-2. Pierce back out there after striking out the side in the seventh. His 1-2 pitch misses down. Rather, the count is now 2-1 on Arias, who has struck out looking twice and swinging once. Yankees' number three prospect. 2-1. An aggressive swing on a pitch downstairs comes up empty. Is that changeup again from Pierce, and why not? It's been very effective tonight. 2-2. Arias waves and misses on a pitch down and outside. Duran tags him out. And that's four consecutive strikeouts for Carson Pierce to start his night. Brings up Emmanuel Tejada. Tejada 1-for-2, singled and scored in the first. Walked and was caught stealing in the sixth on a laser from Edward Duran. Righty on righty, first pitch. Tapper down to third base. Toman is there, gloves at chest high, sidearms to first in time. Two quick outs for Pierce. He's retired five straight. It's up to Kobe Morales to avoid back-to-back 1-2-3 frames.
Kobe Morales, number 25.
6-2 Dunedin. Home half of the eighth at Steinbrenner Field. Morales, a big left-handed batter, 0-for-3 with an RBI. Takes the first pitch outside. Morales, a 2023 draft pick in the 18th round by New York. Out of the University of Washington in Seattle, 1-0. Cue shot ground ball down the third base side, foul. It's 2-2. Morales had a great Instagram post when he got signed. It was a picture of him signing the paperwork in his classic NY Yankees hat. And it was the caption that was the best part. 1-1. Morales takes low, two balls and one strike. He said, investing in some razors. A very creative way of saying, oh, I was drafted by the Yankees. Of course, with New York's no facial hair policy. 2-1. Morales takes outside, three balls and one strike. The lone exception is mustaches. And can't tell from here whether or not Morales is taking advantage of that. Of course, he's facing Pierce, waiting on the 3-1. And it misses low and in. Morales draws a two-out walk. Extends the inning for Dylan Hasso.
The first baseman, number 44, Dylan Hasso. Number 44.
Hasso with two singles tonight, including one of the RBI variety in the first. 2-for-3. First pitch to the righty. It is a called strike. Sinker from Carson makes it 0-1. I'm not entirely sure if that facial hair policy applies to Yankees minor leaguers. 0-1. Hasso hops it to the hole at short, past the reach of Namala into shallow left. Arias charges in to scoop it up. Keep Morales at second. It's another single for Hasso. He's 3-for-4. And here's Jackson Castillo. Castillo doubled his last time in the sixth off J.J. Sanchez. Blue Jays in the catbird seat. 6-2. Bottom eight. Looking for a third straight win after an opening day loss. First pitch to Castillo. Backdoor breaking ball taken for a called strike, and it's 0-1. if Dunedin does indeed win, it'll be the opposite for Tampa. Three straight losses after an opening day win. 0-1. Roller foul on the first base side. And Pierce is out ahead 0-2. Castillo, a JUCO signee. 0-2. Fouled off on the first base side again. We'll do it over. Castillo, a really interesting case. Signed as technically an undrafted free agent in August 2023, but he was set after playing 2 years of college ball at Southern Nevada at the JUCO level. He was ready to go to Auburn, but signed out of the commitment. 0-2 sails up and away at 1-2. You just don't see that every day, but the Yankees come calling. Why not? Infield playing to pull for the lefty Castillo. 1-2 to him. Misses down in the dirt. Duran knocks it down. Morales going to third. No throw. Both runners move up 90 feet. That ball kicked away from Duran just enough for both runners to roll the dice, and it pays off. So now it's 2-2. Pierce trying to finish two scoreless innings. Pitch on the way. Castillo pops it up. This should end the inning. Aponte shading in from center. He's got it. And the inning is over. Carson Pierce sets down the first two batters. Walks one, allows a single, but strands him on second and third base. We're on to the ninth inning. It's 6-2 Dunedin over Tampa. The Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Hey, DJs fans, next time you're at TD Ballpark, be sure to stop by the Jays Shop to stock up on Toronto and Dunedin Blue Jays hats, shirts, and novelty items. The store is open during all home games. Non-game day shopping is available by appointment. And don't forget, you can shop online anywhere in the world at any time by visiting dunedinbluejays.milbstore.com. We'll see you at the shop soon. Looking for a fun group activity for your business, sports team, church group, or extended family? Look no further than a Dunedin Blue Jays game. We have spaces for any group from 15 people up to 200. Food and drink packages start at just $17 per person. Packages include a free video board shout out and a personal attendant for your group space. For more information, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. We'll see you at TD Ballpark soon. Want to wear the same hats your favorite DJs wear? Check out our brand new light blue alternate cap for the 2024 season. The hat is available in four styles: fitted, flex fit, adjustable, and youth adjustable. There are options for the whole family. Get your new alternate cap in store at TD Ballpark or online at DunedinBlueJays.milbstore.com.
Leading off of the Blue Jays, the right fielder, number 30, Alexis Fernandez.
It's the top of the ninth in Tampa, and it's the Blue Jays leading the Tampa Tarpons 6-2. 9-1-2 due up for the Jays as they look to tack on a few more against Stephen Fulgencio. First pitch to Alexis Fernandez is taken for a called strike on the outside corner. Fernandez reached on a walk back in the second, otherwise he's 0-2. 0-1. Misses low and away. Fulgencio yanked a fastball. 1-1. Hernandez bounces the bat up and down over his right shoulder. Waits on the 1-1 and lines it foul. A screamer over the head of the first base umpire, Richie Arredondo. Into the net down the line. It's an interesting configuration. There's very, very little foul territory here at Steinbrenner Field. And even the field of play in fair territory is strange. 1-2. Slow roller down to third. Ascanio fields it cleanly, throws to first in time for out number one. and the ninth.
The shortstop, number 18, Arjun Nemal.
6-2, Blue Jays over the Tarpons. And here's the leadoff man, Arjun Namala, who's 0 for 4 tonight. First game playing in the top spot. Arjun's played a few high school games here at Steinbrenner Field. He told me, maybe one or two times. First pitch, a wave and a foul tip. It's 0-1. So the dimensions here, it's hitter-friendly down the lines. 318 to left, 314 to right, but very steep to center. 408. 0-1. Namala lays off a heater down and away. One ball, one strike. But in foul ground, the bullpen's kind of jut out down the lines, and there is about 6 inches of foul territory down each line by the bullpens. 1-1, a hack and a miss from Namala. One ball and two strikes. In front of the dugout, there's sparing foul territory as well. Where there's the most room is really behind home plate. We've seen that work out for Dunedin tonight with two wild pitches resulting in runs. The 1-2 pitch is a called strike three. Cutter froze Namala. He's down on strikes for the first time tonight. And there's two down in the top of the ninth. So here's Tucker Toman for his first plate appearance tonight. In Cade Doty's original spot in the lineup. Toman, a switch hitter, batting from the left side. First offer from Fulgencio. Misses outside. Ball one. 6-2 Blue Jays. Not sure who's going to try and close this one out in the bottom half. Carson Pierce is likely done. 1-0. Tucker takes high and away. Two balls, no strikes. Task at hand, though. Toman at the plate. Looking for his first hit this year. He's 0 for 5 with two strikeouts so far. 2-0. Toman pops it the opposite way, fading, foul, out of play. Two balls, one strike. Toman sporting a bright orange bat wrap on a burgundy bat, settles into his open stance, 2-1. He waves and misses on a changeup downstairs. Went fishing, came up empty. So looking ahead to the bottom of the ninth, it's the bottom of Tampa's order. Montero, Duran, Escanio. 2-2. Toman takes low, runs it full, 3-2. Connor O'Halloran currently in line for the win. It would be well deserved. 5 innings of one-run ball with 7 punch-outs. 3-2 to Tucker. Chopper the opposite way to the hole at short. Lombard backhand. Steps and throws to first offline. Hasso applies the tag. And Toman is out number 3 on the 6-3 putout. Jays go down in order in the top of the ninth. Going to the bottom half. It's the last chance for the Tarpons. Coming up next, all the details on who's going to close it out when we return. The Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Looking to support the Dunedin Blue Jays while at the gym, out for a run, or spending time outside? We've got the merchandise collection for you with the Under Armour Performance Gear Collection in the Jays Shop. Check out our selection of performance men's and women's t-shirts next time you're in the Jays Shop at TD Ballpark. Or shop online anytime you want at DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Looking for a fun group activity for your business, sports team, church group, or extended family? Look no further than a Dunedin Blue Jays game. We have spaces for any group from 15 people up to 200. Food and drink packages start at just $17 per person. packages include a free video board shout-out and a personal attendant for your group's base. For more information, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. We'll see you at TD Ballpark soon.
What?
Bottom of the ninth inning at Steinbrenner Field. It's the last chance for the Tarpons tonight against Dunedin as the Blue Jays lead 6-2, and Jerry Huntzinger is on to shut her down in his first appearance this year. His first pitch to Willie Montero is a called strike. Sinker splits the plate at 93 miles an hour. Huntzinger, a former five-year college player, 25 years old, native of Staten Island. 0-1. Montero hacking a miss on a slider. Fooled him. Huntzinger's out in front 0-2. Made his pro pitching debut last season, did Huntzinger, with the FCL Blue Jays, 5.91 ERA and 10 and two-thirds innings. 0-2 sails high. One ball and two strikes. Now we bring that up and say pitching debuts because Huntzinger was a position player and a two-way player in college. 1-2. Montero lays off as Huntzinger twirls off the mound. Two balls, two strikes. He played outfield for four seasons at Seton Hall, also a little bit of catcher. Hit 301 in 2021. 2-2. Swing and a miss, strike three. Montero chases a high changeup, comes up empty. Huntzinger's fired up. One down. Four-run Blue Jays lead, 6-2, bottom nine. Bases empty for Edison Duran, who's hitless tonight in three tries. Two strikeouts. Huntzinger from the stretch. The pause, and he deals. Duran with a check swing, called strike. It's 0-1. Huntzinger at 6-2, 180. Spent his final collegiate season at Xavier, so an in-conference transfer. 0-1. Breaking ball falls in there. No doubt about it. Called strike two. Huntzinger feeling it. Climbs right back on the rubber. Has the sign from Duran. And chucks the 0-2 pitch. Breaking ball misses out in front of the plate. Duran didn't chase. One ball and two strikes. So Huntzinger played both ways in that season at Xavier. Pitched to a 6.38 ERA in 18 innings. The 1-2 offer. Liner into left for a base hit. Pass the shortstop, Namala. Arias comes up throwing into second. That keeps Duran 2-1 out single. Brings up Brenny Ascanio.
Now batting the third baseman, number one, Brenny Ascanio. Number one.
Ascanio 0 for 3 tonight, including a strikeout his last time at the plate against Carson Pierce in the 7th. First pitch to the lefty. Misses in as Huntzinger nearly stumbles off the mound. Getting to know Jerry a little bit early this year. Pretty clear he's got a big personality. The 1-0. His line down the right field line. It hops fair into the corner. Duran heading towards third. He's going to get the wave around. Hernandez throws to second. Now the stop sign. As Ascanio stops around third base, he slipped up a little bit. No less, it's a double for Brenny Ascanio. Now there's runners on second and third for the top of the order in George Lombard Jr. Not a guy you want to face in a situation like this. Lombard Jr. hitless tonight, but he has reached three times. All on walks. Struck out his last time. Had one hit in big league spring training. It was a homer. Righty on righty. And the first pitch. Sent the opposite way. Fading away from Hernandez towards the corner and right. He can't get it, and it's a foul ball. Blue Jays fans exhale. It's 0-1. Lombard with a slow walk back to the plate. That almost certainly would have scored two. to make it a two-run game. Still 6-2 Dunedin, bottom nine, one out. With Lombard at the plate, the Yankees' number seven prospect. Slightly open, narrow stance from the right side. He's ready for the 0-1. Misses in. One ball, one strike. Huntinger stretches out his arms, toes the rubber. Wearing light blue cleats. Baby blue, you could say. Is 1-1. Hits Lombard. Ran inside, glanced him on the hip. And all of a sudden, the tying run is going to come to the plate in the form of Roderick Arias. The pitching coach, Corey Reardon, is going to come out to talk things over with Jerry Huntsinger. Well, that's the bad news. Base is loaded. One out. The good news, if you're looking for it, is that Arias is 0-2, rather 0-4 tonight with four strikeouts. Ready for more bad news? Arias does have one homer this year. It was a clutch homer back on opening night to give Tampa the lead. Their eventual opening night win. He's the Yankees' number three prospect. Duran on third. Ascanio on second. Lombard aboard now on first. One out. Bottom nine. Four-run Dunedin lead. Arias batting from the left side against the righty Huntsinger. First pitch. Swing and a foul tip. It's 0-1. Of course, a force anywhere. Ground ball on the infield could end the game. Blue Jays knocking on the door of a third straight victory after their opening night defeat. Huntsinger checks the runners. And deals home. Spinner misses outside. As traffic zips by in the distance beyond the center field wall. Huntsinger nods at Duran, sets the belt. The 1-1 offer. Big swing comes up empty from Arias. He was thinking tie game there. It's 1-2. Huntsinger on the first base side of the rubber as a lone fan starts a let's go Tarpons chant. Will it work? The 1-2. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Huntsinger reared back, blew the fastball by Arias for his fifth strikeout tonight. The Tarpons are down to their final out. It's up to Emmanuel Tejada, who had a single and a run scored back in the first. Bases full of Tarpons. Tejada representing the tying run and a 6-2 Dunedin lead. First pitch. Tejada watches a strike at the knees. Sinker at 94, makes it 0-1. Huntsinger stretches out. Lets the right arm hang. Tejada in a slightly open stance, wearing long navy blue socks. Ready for the 0-1. Tapper back to the mound. Huntsinger gloves it, looks towards first, flips underhand, and that's all she wrote. Blue Jays have won three straight after falling on opening night. Dunedin is 3-1, and they take game one of the six-game set from Tampa on the road. Back with the final totals after this, the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Want to wear the same hats your favorite DJs wear? Check out our brand new light blue alternate cap for the 2024 season. The hat is available in four styles: fitted, flex fit, adjustable, and youth adjustable. There are options for the whole family. Get your new alternate cap in-store at TD Ballpark or online at DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. DJs fans, take advantage of one of our many ticket packages for the 2024 season. Options include the four-game flex pack. Purchase four or more games and receive a discounted ticket rate. The Bands and Brews Flex Pack includes a ticket and drink voucher for between $5 and $20. 12 Friday home games, as well as a Dunedin Blue Jays pint glass, starting at less than $32. For all the parents out there, check out the Junior Jays Pack, which includes a ticket and ballpark meal for every Saturday home game, starting at $30. Just want to catch one game? Single game tickets start at just $8 online. For more information on tickets, visit DunedinBlueJays.com.
Watch me now!
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Back at Steinbrenner Field in Tampa, here are the final totals. First for the victorious Dunedin Blue Jays, now winners of three straight. Six runs on eight hits, two errors, and five men left on base. For Tampa, two runs on seven hits, two errors, and 10 men left. The winning pitcher is Connor O'Halloran in his first outing in 2024. It was a good one. Five innings, just two hits, two runs, one of which was earned, three walks, and seven strikeouts. The loss goes to Gabriel Barbosa, who wasn't bad, but went 4 2/3 innings, allowed five hits, four runs, all earned, two walks, and six strikeouts. No save in this ball game that was played in front of a paying audience of 1,555. In 2 hours and 24 minutes under a cloudy sky in Tampa. With the victory, Dunedin improves to 3-1. They've won three straight. While Tampa is now 1-3, they've lost three straight. This series continues tomorrow. We'll have more details on that after a look at the out-of-town scoreboard around the Florida State League. Before we say so long and get you set for tomorrow's game. Bottom of the seventh down in Jupiter. The Hammerheads lead 9-5 over St. Lucie. Top of the ninth inning on opening night in Clearwater. It's the Mighty Muscles with a 5-4 lead. Good one over there. Clearwater with 10 hits. Sounds like they've squandered a fair amount of opportunities. Bottom of the eighth in Lakeland, all Flying Tigers, looking like they're going to get back on the right track over Bradenton as they lead 8-1 in the bottom of the eighth. Only other final score, Palm Beach with a shutout win over the Daytona Tortugas, 4-0 in Daytona. So that's the look at the out-of-town scoreboard around the Florida State League tonight. Any records of note, Palm Beach 3-1, along with Dunedin. Whoever wins that Clearwater-Fort Myers game will also be 3-1. So it'll be three teams at 3-1, tied for the best record in the league. All we know, Dunedin is one of those teams. Looking ahead to tomorrow's matchup, same time, same place, 6:30 first pitch here at Steinbrenner Field. You can join us for the pregame show starting at 6:15. We'll have a pregame interview with a player or coach to be determined, maybe Connor O'Halloran. After his performance tonight, the pitching matchup is the right-hander Jerron Watts Brown making his pro debut for Dunedin against the right-hander Luis Cerna for Tampa. Watts Brown against Cerna, Tampa against Dunedin. 6:30 first pitch, 6:15 pregame show on DunedinBlueJays.com. That'll do it for tonight's coverage from George M. Steinbrenner Field. In Tampa, just across the street from the home of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers at Raymond R. James Stadium. One more time, the final score tonight. The Dunedin Blue Jays take game one of a six-game set, 6-2 over the Tampa Tarpons. For everybody back at TD Ballpark, this is Larry Larson saying thank you so much for joining us on your Tuesday night. We hope you can join us again tomorrow for game two of this six-game set. This has been a presentation of the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. So long, everybody.